This is Casey Currents. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Alex Smith, sitting in for Susan Wilson. Kansas City saxophone player and jazz singer Eddie Saunders passed away on December 30th. He was 80 years old. The late Lucky Wesley of the Scamps came up with Saunders and described him as nice. Naughty, but nice. Saunders loved to sing, and he loved to play, and he was proud of his Kansas City jazz heritage. KCUR's Suzanne Hogan has this remembrance.
The two main things that come up when you talk to friends about musician Eddie Saunders are that he was happiest when he was playing songs, and that he was one hell of a fun guy to hang out with.
Charles Gastay said about him that when he thinks about it, he got more belly laughs with Eddie than with anyone else he knew.
Listen to the band. That's where we are.
Brian Morahan and Charles Gachet played with Eddie in the Blue Note 4 in the 80s, up until his health kept him from gigging. Brian played the drums for the group and gave the eulogy at Eddie's funeral.
I could hear one note of Eddie's playing, and I know it's Eddie. You know, when Eddie would play a riff, for instance, you know, he wouldn't just play da-da-da-da-da-da. He would play wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. There was a shape to each note. It was sculpture. Also, when you listen to Eddie, he's talking on his tenor all the time. He's always playing phrases, and now you know what he's saying, sort of.
Yeah, what kind of phrases stick out?
Well, some of them are curses, and some of them are quotes from other songs, and some of them are, I want some seafood mama, or da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You can say it.
Well, you're just a dirty moya hoya. Things like that. You hear other tenor players do it, too, a lot.
Eddie developed his jazz chops long before the Blue Note 4.
You know, what the old-timers would say is, this was Eddie's approach, was play it pretty and tell a story.
Eddie's story starts with the old-timers back in the 30s and 40s, who are becoming harder to find these days. He was part of the infamous Kansas City lot that came up in the Parade Park neighborhood, which includes 18th and Vine, 12th Street, Euclid, Highland, streets that make up a neighborhood of jazz hotspots, the Musicians Foundation, and other clubs. This area is also home to Lincoln High School, all places where Eddie spent a lot of time growing up. Brian Morahan remembers the story that Eddie told him how Ben Webster, a.k.a. the Brute, or Frog, an influential sax player, had moved to Kansas City and would pick up Eddie in his big Lincoln convertible with his big black dog. They'd ride around all night while Eddie showed him the hotspots. He was just a teenager.
You know, he got to hang out with Ben, and in the morning he would drop him off at the front of Lincoln High School. That's how people learn.
That was the scene in those days. Eddie was coming up after other Kansas City sax players, Charlie Parker and Lester Young, hanging out in the park on 29th and Paseo with Eddie Cleanhead Vinson, running around with Lucky Wesley, Money Nash. They were all neighbors.
It was just a lot of talent in the neighborhood. Everyone was very highly encouraging.
Kansas City jazz singer and pianist Lukman Hamza remembers.
I enjoyed my childhood. I met Eddie in the kindergarten. We were together all during our young years, and we were pretty much like brothers. We made a lot of music together.
Lukman started the Four Steps, which later became the Five Aces, a singing group when he was 12 years old. It imitated the sounds of the Ink Spots, which we're hearing now, and other crossover R&B artists of the time.
With the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true.
See, because those groups came out of a situation where they were barely eating, trying to stick together so that they could try to make a recording that can kind of give them a chance to live better.
Eddie, who loved to sing, wanted to be a part of the group.
He kind of bulldozed his way into the group. He loved the group, but he had so much talent. We were still learning, and I was about 17 when I got a union card.
Eddie sang bass in the Five Aces and joined the musician union at the same time as Lukman. They played around town with traveling acts and local groups like the Scamps. And after a while, most of the guys went their own ways for a bit. Eddie went off to fight in the Korean War. He ended up traveling the country with singer Lloyd Price and his band. That's him playing the sax in the hit Stagger Lee in 1957.
Eddie told Lloyd Price he couldn't sing. Lloyd Price fired him. he was he was that outspoken, you know, but he just, in other words, just kind of let him know, man, you ain't saying nothing, you know. Kind of rough to say something like that when you're 1,300 miles from home.
There was work, and then there was no work. He toured Cuba and played around before Castro, and was even there when Castro came back and took over the country. It was there that he learned the mambo. And the thing about a lot of these guys, Lukeman, Eddie, and his Kansas City crew, was that a lot of them left Kansas City and did their own thing for a while.
It was like maybe break time.
But then they came back.
People who lived in Kansas City, they had beautiful friendships, and even now, if I'm performing on 18th Street, I usually refer to 18th Street as being my living room, and Kansas City as being my mama.
Eddie Saunders' life was music. In his later years, he played with a lot of different groups. Based in Kansas City, he toured Europe and went around the country, played local gigs whenever he could. He had a stroke in 2006 that left him paralyzed on one side and made it hard for him to speak.
You know, he sang Send Me Someone to Love a lot. You know, he just had this beautiful, soulful voice. He was a lot of fun. He was really a very good friend. Music made him happiest. You know, I miss having him around. You know, I'm just going to miss him now.
Heavenly peace be to all mankind. Understanding and peace of mind. If it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. My music is the soul of the universe.
Yeah.
That's Eddie. He'd say that a lot. Music is the soul of the universe. He passed away when he was 80 years old and lays to rest in Leavenworth National Cemetery. For KCUR News, I'm Suzanne Hogan.
When hate is gone, if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Oh, someone to love. I lie awake nights, find the world full of trouble, and my answer is all. This man put an end to his damnable sin. They will put the world into flame. What a shame. Just because I'm in misery, I don't beg for not asking too much. Please send me someone to love. Oh, send me someone.
Thanks for tuning in to Casey Currents. This show will be archived along with all of our past shows at the Casey Currents page at kcur.org.
You can also hear individual stories there or sign up for our podcast. Find us on iTunes. Contact us at kcurrents@kcur.org or on Twitter at kcurrents.
Casey Currents is produced by Sylvia with assistant producer Suzanne Hogan. Our intern is Zach Lewandowski, and our theme music is by Approach. I'm Alex Smith.
And I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.